Thursday, February 10th. In our staff meeting this morning, Schultz raised his concern about the economy. He feels that it really isn't looking good, that December retail sales were poor, the January preliminary figures are also poor, and that retail sales are the ultimate key to the economy, that Arthur Burns is back on his familiar cycle, and that we've got a real problem. Ehrlichman has some concern about the busing question and says he may suggest the president meeting with the congressional sponsors of the busing constitutional amendments with the idea that he could then get on record as having been involved in the whole thing, although not approving any action at this time, but at least get his hand into it before he leaves for China in case there is some action taken so he's not left out in the cold. In getting into his final preparation for the press conference, the president got into a fairly extensive media analysis and Buchanan's wrap-up on it. He's concerned that we haven't gotten across our role in the dock strike and the fact that Congress acted at our insistence. Also, he was observing that the networks are going to put all the Democratic candidates on in opposition to anything that we say, so all of them get a chance to answer, and we therefore get outnumbered 7 or 8 to 1 on any major story. He feels we've got to maintain our Vietnam attack, keep hammering Muskie, saying that Nixon, his line of saying that Nixon criticized Vietnam, so he's going to, is 180 degrees off, because Nixon criticized how we got into the war and criticized the conduct of the war, where Muskie is criticizing our efforts to get out of the war. And then we can't let him get away with the everybody does this line. It's unprecedented for a government to make a peace proposal and be undercut by a presidential candidate. The president feels that our whole Haldeman flap gave the state of the world some visibility, and that that was probably a good thing. He got back onto this subject tonight on the plane going down to Key Biscayne, and made the point that it was imperative that everyone follow the line that he took in the press conference today, which was really very good in that he made it clear he wasn't questioning the patriotism or sincerity of any of the candidates, but that he was a vigorous critic of the policies that got us into Vietnam and the actions that contributed to the assassination of Diem and of the conduct of the war. But once he became a candidate and the talks, peace talks began, he said that as a man seeking the presidency, he would say nothing that would in any way jeopardize the peace talks, and that that's the position he feels a candidate should take. Press conference overall went very well. It was an in-office deal, and press was more than usually surly, partly because it's been so long since they've had a press conference. Jim Deacon, even after the thank you, Mr. President, asked if they could ask some more questions and came in with a couple of snarling ones. The transcript on the press conference is fairly interesting. Rogers was very concerned this morning before the press conference because President Tu had attacked him on the basis that he'd said we'd be flexible on the question of when Tu should step down before a Vietnamese election. And Rogers obviously did have a blooper there, but wanted the president to stand behind him. Actually, the president couldn't strongly stand behind him, but he did handle the question in such a way that Rogers could have no dissatisfaction. As a result of that, the president fell out of the press conference. We came out in very good shape on Vietnam and on Tu. He also hit busing very well at the press conference and should have his position pretty well established on that now, too. End of February 10th.